Shalom Aleichem Rabbosai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Mirakodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the eighth and last topic of Parshas Tazria, Tzoras HaBeged. Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk Mem Zayin. Ve'abeged ki yevoi nega Tzoras, beveged tzemer oi, beveged pishtim. And if you have clothing that a nega Tzoras shows up on it, whether it be clothing made out of wool, whether it be clothing made out of linen, oy veshesi oy ve'erev lapishtim ve'latzomer oy ve'oir oy bechol meleches oir. Or even if it's not clothing yet, it's not even a fabric, it's just strings. We have the shesi strings and the erev strings with which you weave a cloth. Shesi are the stationary strings, and erev are the moving strings that go in between the shesi. Whether this shesi or erev is made out of pishtim, flax, or tzemer, wool, or if it's leather, or b'chol meleches oir. The difference between oir and meleches oir, that oir is just a simple piece of leather, not cut to size. It's usable. You could use it as a rug, as a tablecloth. Meleches oir is something cut down to size, like a belt or shoes. Says Rashi, la pishtim la tzomer. Shall pishtim oy shall tzemer. The shesi and erev doesn't have to be pishtim and tzemer together. It's either or. Oy ve oyr, ze oyr shall inasa by melacha. It wasn't cut down to size. But it doesn't mean unprocessed leather. That's not mekabel tumah of tzoras habeged. It has to be processed. Oy bechol meleches oyr, ze oyr shall inasa by melacha, cut down to size. Posug memtez ve hoyo anega. Birakrak, oi adam dom, babeged, oi voir, oi vashesi, oi voirev, oi vechol kli oir, negat soras, hu, vehor o es hakoihein. By soras abeged, we have different colors for the nega. Over here, the nega is birakrak, very green, oi adam dom, very red. Whether it be in the clothing made out of tzemer or pishtim, whether it be in the oir, the uncut leather, whether it be in the shesi or the erev, the strings that are waiting to be woven into a beged, or v'chol kli oir, whether it be out of an oir that was cut down to size. Either way, negatzoras hi, this is negatzoras of a beged. V'horo es hakoyen, it has to be shown to the koyen. I'm not sure why the Torah in this pasuk split between the oir and the kli oir with shesi and erev, which l'chayra, shesi and erev is more shayach to a beged. And the oir and kli oir should have been put together, like the previous pasuk, ein yodea. Says Rashi, rak, yorok shebe yorukin, very green, adam dom, odom shebe adumim, very red. Pasuk nun, vero'o akoyhen es anoga, vizgir es anega, shiv'as yomim. By tzoras habeged, there is no such thing as a simon tumor on the start that will make it a tzoras muchlot right away. Rather, if it answers the two criterias of the right color, very green or very red, and the right size, a kegris, the size of an Israeli shekel, then it will become a tzoras musgor. It gets that level of tuma. And the kohen puts it away. We'll see it in 7 days. We'll see what develops. Ve'ra'oes hanega bayoim hashvi'i kifaso hanega babeged oy vashesi oy voirev. Oy v'oyer lecho, oy lasho yoseh oyer limlocho, tzoras mameres hanega tomeihu. And the kohen sees it on the seventh day, and the tzoras spread, whether it be in the beged made out of tzemer and pishtim, whether it be in the shesi or the erev, the strings waiting to be woven into a beged, whether it will be in the leather uncut or cut leather. That is a tzoras mam'eres. It's a painful tzoras because you're about to lose this beged. We're about to burn it. Tomehu, it's tome. Over here, the pasuk goes back to the original order, putting shesi and erev together with beged and oir and kli oil together. It says Rashi, tzoras mam'eres loshen siloin mam'ir. Siloin means a thorn. Mam'ir is a painful thorn. Here, this tzoras is painful because you're about to lose this beged. Umedroshoi, the word mam eres is miloshen klolo, tein boi me'ero, it should be cursed. Namely, shloi tehen heimenu. It's osur behano, even until you get around to burning it. פוסוק נון בייז וסורף את הבגד, אוי יש השסי, אוי יש הערב, בצמר אוי ופשתים, אוי יש כל כלי האוי, אשר יהיה בוי הנוגע, כי צורס ממארס, היא בו איש תשורף. The halacha is you have to burn this clothing, or the shesia, the erev, the different types of strings, whether that clothing or strings are made out of tzemer, wool, or pishtim, linen, or flax, or any kli oir. Here the Torah doesn't specify oir, but lachayra it's included. Ashayya boyanoga, because this is a painful tzora'as, or a cursed tzora'as, and it must be burnt in the fire. Says Rashi, batzemer oiva pishtim. The posha pshat is shel tzemer oy shel pishtim. Whether this beged, shesi or erev, it's tzemer or pishtim. Zeu pshutoi. Umedroshoi. First, a little background. How the medroshoi read the posuk to start off with. In posuk memtes and in posuk nun aleph, when it spoke about the beged and the shesi or the erev, it didn't mention tzemer or pishtim because it's unnecessary. You told it to me already in Posuk Mem Zayin and Mem Ches. So how come in Posuk Nun Beis does the Torah, yes, repeat that this Beged, Shesi or Erev is made out of Tzemer Pishtim? And therefore the Medrashah learned the Posuk differently. You should burn the Beged or the Shesi or the Erev with Tzemer Pishtim. Go bring some shearings of wool and some raw flax. Make a fire with them, with tzemer upishtim, and burn the beged of and the shesi and the erev in that fire made out of tzemer upishtim. That's the starting point of the medrash. Let's see it in Rashi. Umedroshoi yochel yovi gizei tzemer vanitzei pishton v'yisrafeim imoi. You may have thought, based on the way we read the pasuk, that you should burn the beged shesi or erev with the tzoras by starting a fire with tzemer upishtim. Tamud lo yimar no. It says, hi bo'esh tisorif. At the end of the posuk, even though the punctuation is, ki tzoras mameres hi, kama, bo'esh tisorif. The medrash is darshaning, hi bo'esh tisorif. That it has to be burned on its own. The beged shesia erev, eino tzricho dovor achar imo. You don't have to burn it with something else. Hai, im kein ma tamud lo yimar b'tzemer oiv epishtim. So if so, the question comes back. Why does the Torah say b'tzemer oiva pishtim? The answer is lohoitzies ha umriois sheboi shein memin achel. The umriois is like the hem around the beged. It's not woven into the beged. The Torah is telling you only the beged, which is made out of tzemer pishtim, must be burnt, and you don't have to burn the hem around the beged that's made from another min and was sewn into the beged. That does not have to be burnt. You could save that. Umriyo is loshen sofo kmo imro ehem. Posuk nun gimel ve'im yir'eh ha'koyhen ve'inei lo yifaso anega ba'beged oy vashesi oy vo'erev oy bechol keli oy. But if after 7 days the koyen sees it did not spread, the nega did not spread on the beged, or the shesi, or the erev, or b'chol kli oil. Once again, the oil is included over here in kol kli oil. Posuk nun dalet ve'tzivo ha'koyhein v'chibesu eis asher boi hanoga v'izgiroi shiv'as yomim she'nis. And the koyet should command, and they have to wash the nega and a little bit around it on this beged, shesi, erev, or kol keli oil, and then after you do that, put it away for a second set of 7 days. Says Rashi, Eisa shelboi hanoga, yochil mokom haneka bilvad. You may have thought, only the actual where the nega is, that has to be washed. Tamud loymar, Eisa shelboi hanoga. It doesn't say the chibusu es hanoga, rather es asher boi hanoga, which includes the beged that the nega is in. Aye, if so, yochel kola beged kuloi ton kibus. Maybe you would have to wash the whole beged. No, tamud loymar hanoga. Only the nega needs a kibus, not the whole beged. So how do I square this stira? Hoketzad. Ichabes mina beged imoy. You don't have to wash the whole beged. Don't only wash the nega. Rather, the nega and a little bit around the nega. In pshat, you got to ignore this next aliyah onto posuk nun hei. וראו הכהן אחרי, הוא קבס אס הנגע, והנה, לא יהופך הנגע אס עינוי, והנגע לא יפוסו, תומי הוא, בו איש תשרפנו פחס אס היא, בקורחתוי, אוי וגבחתוי. And the Kohen should then look at the Beged after it was washed and after the second 7-day period that it was put away. And what does he see? Its appearance did not change. Same color. And it did not spread. Nevertheless, even though it did not spread, tomehu, it will be tome muchlot, and you have to burn it. You know why? Previously we saw that if it doesn't spread, that means you're okay. Not over here, because over here, pecheses he. That means it didn't spread to the sides, you didn't see it, but it did spread to the depth, it went deeper into the beged, whether it's bekorachtoi or vegabachtoi, whether it be an old beged or a new beged, it makes no difference. At this point, it is tomei muchlot, and you must burn it. Says Rashi, acharei hu kabeis, loshon heosois, something that was done to it. After the clothing, the beged was washed. Lo yehofach es einoi, says Rashi. The posher pshat of these words, lo yehofach es einoi, means lo yehucho mimar isoi. We know that the nega tzoras of a beged is yirak yirak o yadamdom, very green or very red. And over here the posher is telling us that if after the hezgel sheni, it didn't weaken from its heavy green or a heavy red. If it would have weakened from its dark green or dark red, it would have been toil. But that's not what happened. So therefore, even though anega loy poso is going to be tomei pchesesi, that is the posher pshat in loy hofach anega es einoi loy huch homi marisoi. It didn't become less deep. But now Rashi is going to bring down a machloikes in Toiras Koyanim, and the Toiras Koyanim, according to both opinions, learn pshat lehofach es einoi, that the nega did not change colors from green to red and from red to green. And that's a whole different understanding of the posuk, as we will see. Says Rashi, now he's going into the drash of the Toiras Koyanim. Ve'nega lehofach shomanu shim lehofach v'lehofach tomei. So what the Torah is telling me, that if it did not change colors from red to green or from green to red, and vanega loy poso, both those conditions, then tome. Veinsoch loymar loy hofachu poso. It's poshut, that if it did not change colors and it grew, that's poshut, that it's tome, you're going to have to burn it. But what about hofach veloy foso? If it changed colors from red to green or from green to red, but it did not grow, eini yodea mayaseloy. I don't know what the halacha should be. What are the two tzdodim of the suffix? Should I treat it as the same negatzora'as that was loy poso after the second hezgel, and therefore it's tomei muchlot and must be burnt? Or, another way to look at it, this is a brand new nega. It's a new color. Before it was green, now it was red. A brand new color, you got to start the process from the beginning. And that is going to be the machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tamud loymar v'hisgir es hanega mikol mokoim. Above, in posuk nun, it says v'hisgir es hanega. It could have simply said v'hisgir roi. We know we're talking about the nega. Why did it say v'hisgir es hanega? To include this case of hofach hanega es einoi, which according to the Toiras Koyanim means it switched colors completely from green to red or from red to green, and it was mikol mokoim. Then the hisgir es hanega, even if that happened, it's a brand new nega. Start from the start and be masgirit. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, it's not considered a third hezgel. You're starting from scratch. V'chachomim oimrim, chachomim argue, and they say no. It's the same nega. And therefore, there's no more than two hezgerim on tzoras habeged. And therefore, it needs to be burnt. Says Rashi, I hinted to this Toiras Koyanim to explain the pasuk properly. I'm not sure what Rashi means by that, because it seems that Rashi held that the posher pshat of this pasuk is lehofach hanegas einoi, means that the darkness wasn't dimmed; it didn't become less dark. And he's bringing down to us Kohanim with a complete different understanding of Lehofach HaNegas Einoi. I don't know what Rashi means. Ugumaztio kan liyashar mikra lofnov. Ma mikro zechosel. What was the posik missing without this Torah's Kohanim? I don't know. Unless you say that Rashi was bothered by, because if we learn like Rashi's poshup shat, Lehofach HaNegas Einoi, it didn't become less dark. L'chera, that's poshut. Obviously, if it's not Yirakrak or Adamdam, Yorug Shabirukim, Odom Shabadumim, of course that's not going to be Tomei. It doesn't have the right color. You didn't get to first base. Maybe that's what Rashi was bothered by, and therefore he brought down the Torah's Kohanim that tells us a different pshat in the word Lehofach HaNegas Einoi, which means to switch colors completely from red to green and from green to red. Says Rashi, Pecheses hi loshen gumo. Kemoi ba'achas ha'pchosim. It means a ditch. How does it fit into our posuk? Kloimal shfolohi. True, it was loy poso. It didn't spread to the sides. But nega shemar of shoikin, it spread to the depth. And therefore, it's going to be considered tome, you're going to have to burn it. Bekorachto yuvigabachto yketar gumoy bishchikusei oy bechadsusei. Namely, shchikusei is old clothing, chadsusei is new clothing. Korachto yishchokim yishonim. But why did the Torah use such an interesting loshen? Korachtoi egabachtoi. Just say, yeshonim or chadoshim. Umipnei medrash hu tzrach l'gzira shovo. The reason it used this loshen of korachtoi egabachtoi, because the medrash wants to make a gzira shovo between the tzoras habeged, that it says korachtoi egabachtoi, and tzoras odom. Over there it also says korachas egabachas, as we saw earlier on. And what do we learn out of this gzira shovo? How do I know that if we have a kuloy hofach yoroik or a kuloy hofach odoim, that will also be metaira beget, just like by an odom? Nema korachas vegabachas beodom. Venem ro korachas vegabachas bebegodim. Mala alon by odom. Porach bekuloy tohoil, kuloy hofach lovon, as we saw. Afkan by a beget, porach bekuloy tohoil. If the whole thing turned green or red, it's also going to be tohoil. L'kachochas akosuv loshen, korachas v'gabachas. Therefore, the Torah uses an interesting loshen to say old and new in the form of korachas and gabachas. However, we still have to explain. How does korachas and gabachas come to mean old and new? Ulefi pirushei v'targumoi, zeu mashmoi. Let me explain to you what's the shaychas between a korachas, which is bald in the back of the head, and old, and gabachas, bald in the front of the head, and new. Korachas loshen yeshonim, v'gabachas loshen chadoshim. Ki'ilu nichtav be'acharisoi oy be'kadmusoi. Korachas is in the back, acharisoi, and gabachas in the front, be'kadmusoi. She'korachas loshen achiraim, back. Gabachas loshen ponim. Acharisoi has also a connotation that this beged has many years behind it, because it's very old. And the gabachas, its years are in front of it, because it is new. Gabachas loshen ponim, k'mo shekosu, mipas ponov, v'akorachas kol sheshafeh v'yoyred min hakodkoid ule'acharov. From the tip of the head downwards to the back, that's called a korachas, as we saw before, kach mefurash b'toiras koyhanim. Posuk nun vov ve'im ro'o ha'koyhen ve'inei keho ha'nega achareyu kabei soy soy ve'kora oy soy min ha'beged oy min ha'oyr oy min ha'shesi oy min ha'irev. But if after the beged was washed and we waited 7 days and then it comes back to the koyen, and what does the koyen see? That it was keho ha'nega. Indeed, the dark green or the dark red is not so dark anymore. It became a lighter green or a lighter red. The flip side of the way Rashi learned the poshur pshat in the words v'hinei loy hofach hanega es einoi, over there it did not become weaker. Here, keo hanega, it became weaker after it was washed and after we waited 7 days. Then what do you do? V'kora oisoi, tear out the mokoy manega from the beged, or from the oir, or from the shesi, or from the erev. Here also, the Torah separates the shesi and erev from the beged with oir in the middle. I'm not sure why the Torah sometimes does it this way, and sometimes does it the other way. Says Rashi, v'kora yisoy yikra mokoy manega min ha-beged, v'yisrefenu, and whatever you tore out, you have to burn. Pozug nun zayin ve'im teiroe oid babeged oy vashesi oy voirev oy v'chol keli oyr perachas hi bo eish tisrefenu eis asher bo oy hanoga. But if after you tore out the mokom hanega from the beged or the oyr shtir ve'erev, and later on Eitzaras comes back to this very beged, oy shesi oy erev oy chol keli oyr, that means the tzaras came back. And therefore, you have to burn the entire beged that the nega showed up on. Says Rashi, "Perachasi dovor achoizel v'tzoymeach, something that grows back again after it was cut out. Bo'ish tisrefenu es kol habeged." The words "bo'ish tisrefenu" means to tisrefenu the entire beged, not just the nega tzoras. If that's the case, what are the words "isa shalboy hanega" coming to teach me? The answer is, this is where Rashi knew, in Posuk Nunvov, where we cut out that piece of the Nega, the Posuk doesn't say what to do with it. But Rashi says, Yikra mokema Nega mina beged v'yisrefenu. How did Rashi know that? The Toras Kohanim darshens it from this Posuk, Eisa Shaboya Noga. It's not needed for Posuk Nun Zayin, because you said, Bo'ish Yisrefenu, the entire beged. What is Eisa Shaboya Noga coming to tell me? That piece that you cut out in Posuk Nun Vov, Eisa Shaboya Hanoga, that must be burnt. That's how Rashi knew it before. Why Rashi didn't tell me the drasha, I don't know, but that's how the Toras Kohanim darshens it. Posuk nun ches v'abeged oy ashesi oy ho'erev oy chol keli ho'er asher techabeis v'someihem hanoga v'chubas shenis v'toher. Psukim nun hei and nun vov discussed two possibilities. What happens after posuk nun dalet? Namely, after the hesger rishoin, if it was poso, you gotta burn it. Me muchlot, gotta burn the whole beged. But if it was loy poso after hezger rishoin, we give it a hez, you wash it, and we give it a hezger sheni. Now what are the options? Option number one was posuk nun hei. If after you washed it, nothing changed, loy hofach hanega es einoy venega loy poso, you gotta burn it. Option number two, what happens if it was keho, it became less dark, then rip it out of the beged and burn that part, and the rest is okay. But here's a third option, posuk nun ches. What happens if after the washing and the hezgel sheni, you come back and there is no nega, whether it be on the beged, the clothing, or the erev, or the oil that you washed and waited 7 days, v'somayem anoga, no more nega. At this point, the beged is tohoir, but the chubas shenis v'tohoir. You got to put it in the mikvah, because after all, it was tomei musgo. Once you put it in the mikvah, it's going to be tohor. Says Rashi, v'somayom anoga, im keshekibisu batchilo al pi koyhen, what we discussed in posuk nun dalet. So mimenu anega lagamre, the nega removed totally. Sounds like whether it happened right away as they washed it or after 7 days makes no difference. Then v'chubas shenis loshin tvilo, neither mikvah. Loshin talgum shel kibusin shebeparsha zu loshin libun v'yischavel. Every other time it says kibus in this parsha, talgum says v'yischavel, because it means to wash it with detergent in a washing machine. Chutz mize, except for this v'chubas. Sheinu lelibun, it doesn't mean to wash it with detergent. Elo letvilo, it means in a mikvah. Lekach targum oy v'yitztaba, which means to put it in a mikvah. V'chein kol kibusei begodim, shein letvilo, miturgumonin v'yitztaba. Whenever kibus begodim means a mikvah, the targum is v'yitztaba. As opposed to, if it means to wash it with detergent, then it's v'yischaval. L'choira, this din of v'chubas shenis v'toher should also apply in posuk nun vov, in the situation where it was keho anega, and we have to tear out the nega from the beged and burn that part, and the rest of the beged is okay, the rest of the beged is still tomei musgo, and it should also need a v'chubas shenis, l'choira. So in summary, what are the halachos of tzoras ha-beged? a beged or si erev or oil and kli oil that has a tzoras on it, its color is going to be yerakrak or yadamdam, very green or very red. The shear is the same ke gris. You come to the goyin. If it has those two criteria, the right color and the right size, right away it's a musgo. There is no option of making it a mukhlot right away, as there is no simen tuma on the start. You put it away for 7 days and Kohen comes back. Two options. If there was a pisyoin, that's a simen tuma. Burn it right away, it's a mukhlot. If there is no pisyoin, now you have to wash it and put it away for another 7 days. At this point, we have three options of what's going to happen. If nothing happened, everything stayed the same, the Torah says, it's a mukhlot, you have to burn it. The second option, if it was keo anega, it became less dark, then you kind of cut out the nega, burn it, and the rest of the beged, l'choira, needs a tvila. And the third option, if after 7 days, or after you washed it, it totally disappeared, now all you need is tvila, and the beged is going to be tor, no need to rip out and burn any part of it. And we have the machlokes tanoim that Rashi mentioned. What happens if after the kibbutz and shivas yom hamashenis, it switches colors completely, from green to red or from red to green? Is that considered a brand new nega? That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. You do a hesgel. According to Chachamim, no, you burn it right away. So if somebody asks a riddle at your Shabbos table, is there ever a situation where no change happens in the tzaras week after week, and it still will be tomei mitzayra mukhlat? What is the answer to that riddle? The answer is yes, by tzaras habeged. If after two esgerim and nothing changed, mitzayra mukhlat, you gotta burn the beged. But let us remind ourselves, there is another example of such a situation, according to Rashi, according to Pshuta Shel Mikra, Shelo Yaliba de Hilchasa, above in Perek Yud Gimel Posuk Vov. There also, Rashi learns, by Nige Oil Boso, if it stayed the same thing week after week, it will also be a Metzora Mukhlot. Again, the way Rashi learned the Pshuta Shel Mikra, Sheloi Aliba de Hilchasa. Posuk Nun Tezezois, Teras Nega Tzoraas, Beged Atzemer, Oy Apishtim, Oy Ashesi, Oy Hoerev, Oy Kolkeli, Oy Letaharoi, Oy Letameoi. These are the halachos of a Nega Tzoraas, whether it be in a beged of tzemer, a woolen beged, or a pishtim linen beged. Oy ashesi oy erev, the strings made in order to weave and clothing. Oy kol kli oy, or anything made out of leather, whether letar oy letamoy, these are the halachos. Adkan Parshas Tazria, with its 8 topics. Topic number 1, Tumas Yoledes. Topic number 2, Nige Oil Boso. Topic number 3, Michias Boso Chai and Kuloi Hofach Lovon. Topic number 4, Tzoras Ashchin VeHamichvo. Topic number 5, Nega Beroishoi Bezokon. Topic number 6, Negoim Tehoirim. Topic number 7, the Halochois of a Metzora Mukhlot. And topic number 8, Tzoras HaBeged.